Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The MMR vaccine protects against mumps, rubella, and this M.
Chickenpox.
Incorrect.
That was a trick question. Trying to confuse him by giving him the first initial. First letter. How dare you?
I got out over my skis.
It's okay. It happens to the best of us. Chuck and Chernoff on the fan on this Thursday afternoon. Carlos is in for Chuck. Charles back tomorrow. You'll hear Los on his normal gig mornings on Extra 106.3. We will get clickbait here in a moment. Always the best and worst of the headlines, the clickbait on the internet. We'll give you the rest of the story. Now, the 4 o'clock hour of our show is presented by Entry Point Doors and Windows, Atlanta's local expert for entry doors and windows. They're Atlanta's best for a reason. Go to entrypointatlanta.com for a free estimate. Now, do we want to do the taste test now or do we want to do it within clickbait? How do we want to do this? Because we have our Whataburgers here.
What if we were to have this all brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta?
I mean, I'm just suggesting.
Los doesn't want to do the college football today.
So I'm just saying, I'll do college football today, but I'm also really interested in you getting some time to knock this thing out.
Or while he's talking and doing the CFT, we can eat.
Okay, let's
do it. I don't think I can wait that long. I'm going to do it while we do a clickbait.
How about we do it this way? How about I'll knock out a CFT, you guys can eat a little bit, and in between before we do clickbait, we can talk about what you guys
do. You want a CFT first? We're going to change up. Hoyt, are you good with that? All right, roll the music, we'll do the taste test, and it'll all happen together.
Off his back foot!
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta, because money matters.
Good to be the king.
And that's producing on the air, damn it. That's exactly what we just did. It's Duffy true. Realty of Atlanta, over 42,000 homes sold in this market since 2002. Why? When Chuck tells you Rhonda rocks, because she does. She saved him thousands and thousands of dollars on the sale of three homes. Same thing with my in-laws on the sale of their home. I've worked with them on the buyer side as well. So for all your home buying and selling needs, both of them, visit DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com. So something fascinating just happened.
Buy it, Lowe's.
Go for it. Within the SEC. And you know every now and then.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you like,
oh, my goodness.
I'm glad that you're doing it
this
way.
That's a good burger.
This is victory.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That's a good burger. Wow. Dan Matthews might have been right. That's a hell of a burger.
Dan, did you get straws for everybody?
Lois, I don't mean to derail you. This is a fantastic burger. I mean, wait, am I wrong?
They messed up my order.
What'd you get?
Some Frisco burger. Sorry, Lowe's, continue. I'm sorry.
Lowe's, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You don't want me to continue? Oh, why don't you know? Hey, all brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta.
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta on the College Football Voice of the South, 680, The Fan.
Let me start right here, because you got the number two, Matt.
I did.
And that is one of my favorites to get over there.
It's
when
the double meat.
When you need something that's hearty, that's going to fill you up.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the go-to.
Okay, Dan, I give Dan credit. I thought he was building up this burger. This is a tremendous burger.
And how about this? The size of the burger.
Oh, it's huge.
It's much bigger than a normal burger you get.
This is like a planet.
Yep.
I mean, it's like the size of Mars, Uranus or something. It's big.
Wow. At first, I thought the fries were kind of mid, but the burger is worth it.
I told you. The fries are just okay.
The fries can be fine. You can get fries anywhere.
This burger is awesome.
BJ, your thoughts on the burger?
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, because now you've had that and you're enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
Imagine what happens when you hit about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night and you want some like yummy breakfast stuff. I'm telling you, their breakfast stuff that you can get, their breakfast on a buns, their taquitos, anything else like that, are on par with their burgers in terms of breakfast food.
Would you wait 90 minutes?
the lines are down the street. I wouldn't do it either, but it's really good. It's a very strong burger.
Dude, if my wife's down the street, I'm not waiting 90 minutes.
I don't know what that means.
What? Huh?
But, she's finishing a job? I don't know. All right.
Brian, I need you to wait in the car, Brian.
What we're going to do now is continue to enjoy these lovely burgers, these tasty burgers. I got a beverage to enjoy it with while we dig into clickbait.
Really? It's the weirdest from the web that will surely get you a virus.
You open attachments and what happens? You get a virus.
It's time for Clickbait.
Lattery.
Presented by Mabra Law Firm. They fight, you win at Mabra Law Firm.
I'm going to get another text.
Hi, guys.
Hi, BJ.
Hey, BJ.
You want to know what's on the wheel?
Hey, you got to stop chewing while you do this.
How's your burger, by the way?
Oh, it's so good.
It's what did you get?
I got the bacon.
Okay, that's another solid choice.
Yeah. My goodness. Wow.
The bacon's really fresh.
I've been vegan for 3 years, but I have institutional, like, 30 years of knowledge of eating Whataburger.
I don't know. You know, listen, I'm happy you made this life choice. I don't think there's anything left to live for.
After you have those.
Yeah.
So you might as well go to the roof and jump after this.
Who wants the Dr. Pepper shake? Anyone?
No, I'm good. You can't enjoy a Whataburger with us, though. Like, what's worth living?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
All right, what's on the wheel?
25-year-old man arrested after posing as 17-year-old to play high school basketball.
I'm an ex-collegiate baseball player. You're right, Los.
Court says Geico doesn't have to pay woman $5.2 million for STD contracted in car.
I'm guessing a herpes. I'm guessing a gonorrhea, maybe.
Could be.
Court, you're not allowed to save this. I helped my ex-husband come out as gay 20 years later. I'm best friends with him and his new husband.
Got it.
Save it all day.
Hoyt and I kind of knew a guy like that.
An airline worker dies after being ingested into engine of plane.
I saw this story in
science.
Tennessee cop, including married female officer, fired after repeated wild sex romps.
It was six of them.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to ruin it.
Yeah, don't get the payoff to the story.
I'm sorry.
We got to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel!
The only thing that makes it more annoying is he's got food in his mouth. Wherever the wheel lands.
Very average-looking lady, too, I'm sorry to say.
All right.
Hang on. Tyler wants a bite of my burger.
Tyler, one of our sales guys.
I helped my ex-husband come out as gay 20 years later. I'm best friends with him and his new husband.
Got it again.
Teresa Leggett, her first husband, came out as gay. And it was shocking to her. She didn't think he was gay because she married him.
That's a good giveaway.
He admitted that he was gay. Instead of kicking him out the house, she helped him on his journey to find his inner happiness. And Michael was the guy. Mm-hmm. And Michael and Teresa divorced amicably. Mm-hmm. And she actually helped set him up on dates and help him meet men. Michael goes on to get married. And Teresa, right there with him, hand in hand, Michael and Michael's new husband are there together, and they went to Mardi Gras together to celebrate Michael's new marriage.
I'm going
to
guess this is more probably prevalent now than it's ever been, because I don't think you really don't know your spouse is gay. Like, you have to ask questions. You have to have kind of an idea, right? I mean, like, there's some signs somewhere along the way.
And I don't think she blames herself in it. Like, if he leaves for another woman, maybe you blame yourself in some way. I don't think she blames herself.
No, I mean, it would have been sad if this guy felt like he had to live that lie for the rest of his life. He goes and meets another guy. Now they're all three best friends. I applaud this situation in 2023.
In order not to throw him out on the street and not knowing how his family was going to react, Teresa and Michael actually stayed living together after the divorce for up to 2 years. And then Michael met his now husband, Nicholas, and they would often go out on dates together. Teresa right there helping Michael navigate the course of trying to be single in this world. And when they got married, Teresa was right there as, I guess, Michael's best man.
So there's a happy ending.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Can you imagine Lisa being that forgiving? She's like, Brian, I'll help you find your next husband.
Would Lisa be okay if you fell in love with another guy?
If I raise the kids, I think she'd be fine with it.
As long as she's there when she's traveling, you're still at home, you and Bruce.
I'm going to hook you up with different friends of mine, Brian.
That's an interest. I never thought of Lisa would be sort of gung-ho on him dating her male friends.
Would Lowe's be a top or a bottom?
I haven't thought about it.
Apparently you have.
I mean, I asked the question.
Question.
I don't know. I have to give it some more thought. Lowe's, we'll figure that out later. What's story number two?
25-year-old man arrested as posing as a 17-year-old to play high school basketball. His name is Sidney Bouvier Gilstrap Portley. He has four names, yeah. He was a 17-year-old. He posed as a 17-year-old Hurricane Harvey refugee so he can play basketball at Hillcrest High School.
It's pretty genius, though.
Yeah, this took place in Dallas, Texas. 25 years old, played at... He spent time at Skyline High School years ago, and he was arrested with tampering with government records. He even went as far as to date a 14-year-old female student to make it sound legit.
So we've had quite a school.
We've had movies about this same kind of scenario. And I want to say there was one. Who was the? It was a guy. He was an undercover cop. Had to pretend he was in high school.
We had 21 Jump Street. The remakes had it kind of that way.
Something to that effect, where he had to, you know, and then. He couldn't get too close to the girls for obvious reasons. Like, well, this has been done in real life. I didn't, or in movies. I didn't know in real life somebody could actually pull it off.
But... He went under the name Rayshon Richardson, and he was named the District 11 5A Offensive Player of the Year. Because he was a grown-ass man.
How did he finally get busted? I'm sorry.
Somebody that they played against said, that looked very familiar to somebody that we would have known years ago. So another coach was like, it doesn't seem right. And they did some investigating, and they figured out that he actually did play against some of the same coaches when he was in high school the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to the school and arrested him.
I find it interesting. We have a 25-year-old playing high school football or basketball and a 25-year-old playing college football. So it's all believable in 2023.
Maybe he just really liked high school athletes.
What's your question usually, what you ask about the high school girls?
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe this guy wanted to get to the bottom of it.
The superintendent of the Dallas Independent School District said they will try to prevent this from happening again.
Yeah, thanks. What else do you want him to say? I mean, of course, yes. We don't want 25-year-olds with 17-year-old kids. Thank you. Spin the wheel.
Final story, clickbait.
Aw.
Did you run out of burger?
I'm still enjoying it. I just don't want to. I'm ingesting the thing. It's probably not healthy what I'm doing here.
Tennessee cop, including married female officer, arrested after repeated wild sex romps. Anybody want to chime in on this?
I will tell you that this has been floating around the internet for quite a few days, including the multitude of police officers that have been reprimanded for this stuff.
Is she on duty?
Oh, yeah, she's on duty. Name, Officer Megan Hall, or former Officer Megan Hall. Her and six of her male coworkers had illicit on-duty liaisons, including doing it in cop cars.
Yeah, and what started all of this, the investigation, I think she is, and say what you will about women and driving, and I won't make those jokes, but she has crashed her squad car twice.
I think you just did.
And that's what started it. Now, the happy ending here... Other than the obvious, her husband has vowed to stay with her.
Oh, yes, God. They did say they're in an open marriage, but they got around the station as Officer Megan Hall decided she wanted to brag about the size, quote, of one of her partner's genitalia.
Mm-mm.
And it got around the station house that she was down for the team.
Oh, okay. Imagine how her husband would look, and you have it exactly right.
So let me ask you a question, though. And I mean this sincerely. We have the dashboard cam in the car, but don't they all wear cameras now on their person? What, did they turn these off while this was going on?
Yeah, they were doing it in the station house.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. Am I wrong? Like, I don't know the protocol on this. So when you're at the station house, you're not wearing any of your gear with cameras or anything on that?
No,
do that in the field.
You are not.
Okay. I will also point this out. This really does speak to... now, we all think that as men, we would always focus on just pure beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just availability.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that really drove a number of people in that station to go, oh, she's okay. And that got the whole thing going there.
She it came to a head.
Hey,
no. Why do you do this? It came to a tipping point when she solicited one officer. Actual term.
Okay, but let's have a point where you realize
that it's an actual term.
There's a lot of actual terms that we probably should have avoided.
I know you're new to this, right now is when middle school lets out.
Really? Can you not come up with a better word?
Well, she wanted to bring home a black guy. That's clickbait.
Awesome. I mean... okay.
I blame you.
Why do I get blamed for that?
Because I left this thing several months ago, and when I left it, it was clean, it was pristine, nobody got in any trouble, and now y'all just set fire to everything.
What amazing.
You got you got text messages coming in and people sending horrible things to you guys and crying on the air. And, man.
Do you know, though?
It's wild.
Randy Joseph's a bright guy, but he turns the mic on and gets dumb and just thinks he can say whatever he wants to say.
He's one of the sharpest guys I know.
I know. It's just because it's a medical term it doesn't matter.
And then that giggle face that he makes.
I know. Like, he thinks he's innocent. There's clickbait maybe for the last time. Coming up next, I think the Braves are better than anybody else at the top and at the bottom. I'll make my case next.
Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Thanks so much for dialing us in on this Thursday. Los is in for the King. We're with you until 6 o'clock. That's when the Front Row's Audio Fun Bag with the up-and-comer, the rising star of the next generation of Atlanta sports radio talent, Dylan Short, will carry you through your evening. So first, I got to watch the Astros steal signs. Now they're stealing front office members from the Atlanta Braves. Dana Brown, who's done such a great job as part of the being one of the architects to build this Braves team into what they are. He is now going to the dark side. Joins the Astros as their GM moving forward. Coming up in 5 minutes, the impossible, just 24 months ago, is going to happen.
Becky's pregnant.
Wow. I'd off myself. Like, yeah, if that happened, yeah, no, that store closed. Just leave it at that. It's closed. Los, I think I can make a great case that the Braves are not only the best at the top, but I think the best at the bottom. If I start looking at rosters, and let's not factor in injuries because none of us can predict that. But if I told you I think the Braves are the best roster 1-26 in the National League, and I think it's by a decent margin, I wonder if I get pushback from Dodger fans who would now have said goodbye to Trey Turner and Justin Turner this offseason. Because, and this is what I've said a lot of times, every team has a limit with what they'll spend. Like, every team will reach a point like the Red Sox did of like, oh, that's enough. We can't just keep doing this. Even the Dodgers, who added Miguel Rojas this offseason as their shortstop, and they're going to start Trace Thompson in the outfield, have reached their limit. The Mets don't seem to have a limit, but the Carlos Correa almost signing, not signing, and then him hitting to the Twins means Eduardo Escobar is going to start at third base for them, and they've still got to deal with the Daniel Vogelbach, our DH, and what do we have behind the plate? There's some things that they need to figure out. If I did this a couple of ways and said at the top of the Braves roster, and you can put this in whatever order you like, but I'll go Acuna, Riley, Olsen, Ozzie, Harris, Murphy, Darnell, Max, Kyle Wright, Spencer Strider. I just named, what is that, nine guys. That's a hell of a top of a roster, and I would put that against anybody in the National League. But then I'll go to the bottom of the roster, and this is where I think what Alex did this offseason, which I thought was going to be the focus of what he was going to do outside of the Dansby discussions, and none of us saw the Sean Murphy thing coming, but it was going to be working in the margins. The Braves have a question in left field, whether it's going to be Ozuna or Rosario or neither. And because they have that question in left field, I think Alex took a lot of flyers on some low risk, we'll see if decent reward kind of signings with Kevin Pillar, Eli White, Sam Hilliard, Jordan Luplo. They can all play all three outfield spots. In Luplo's case, he can play first base. And while the bench does not seemingly matter anymore, because the DH is there, when you do have the Rosario Ozuna question, you have to kind of give yourself some fallbacks. Los, you and I talked about this. There was a point where the Braves, due to injury and due to Ozuna getting arrested a few years ago, where it was like, Abraham Almonte, you got to play alongside Orlando Arcia in the outfield and Guillermo Heredia. Yeah, they didn't want to get back to that.
Yeah.
So none of these guys are going to be big name signings, but they've all played. They're all at least major league caliber guys. So I'll give you the Braves bench as sort of a thing that doesn't really matter in baseball anymore, and I kind of like what their bench could be with Orlando Arcia and then whoever doesn't start those nights if Rosario's in left and Ozuna's on the bench or vice versa. But then I'll give you the bullpen. Alex made it a point of his in the middle of the 2019 season to never get stuck short in the bullpen again. And since he made those three big trades at that deadline, he has stacked his bullpen, I think, as well as anybody in baseball. And right now, when you look at it, you see Raisel Iglesias in the back end with A.J. Minter and Joe Jimenez, who they got from the Tigers. Kirby Yates is the wild card here. If Kirby Yates is anywhere close to the pitcher he was before his injury, he was a top three closer in baseball that you could have as a setup guy in the seventh or eighth inning. And oh, by the way, Colin McHugh's back for another year. And Dylan Lee They traded for Lucas Lichty as a third left-handed pitcher in the pen. Then if they carry eight, which I think they will in the bullpen, it's going to be a battle of like Jesse Chavez or Jackson Stevens, or they sign Nick Anderson to see if he can get healthy and help them. I don't see a hole on this roster 1 to 26. I see questions in left field with Rosario and Ozuna. I see a question at short, which I think they'll be just average and that's fine. But top to bottom, I think it's the best roster in the National League by a decent margin.
We had had the numbers from FanGraphs yesterday where when you just talk about what their prognostication has, it has them as the expected best team in baseball in terms of the contenders. That's how highly the analytics look at the Atlanta Braves. And there's something else that I want to bring up here, and I don't think we've really pondered this sort of stuff enough. Remember, the shift is going away. You now have a premium on young guys that can cover ground and defend positions. And that's going to be totally different than we've had in Major League Baseball over the better part of the last decade. I think about guys like Ozzy and Acuna and being able to run Michael Harris. These are going to be guys that are going to put the ball in play and beat stuff out or loop the ball over the second baseman and end up on second. There's a lot of versatility that the shift took away in baseball that I think the Braves are going to be able to display this year.
I agree with that. And who was I talking to about that? Somebody was bringing up Matt Olson's numbers against the shift. Somebody around here, maybe it was Dan or somebody, that was telling me about Olson's numbers. I think he was the fifth most shifted batter that was handled that way by opposing teams. I think you're going to see that around baseball. And that becomes very interesting to see how that, and I'll use the pun here, that shift kind of changes things when it comes to the pieces and how they attack opposing defenses and pitchers. But just from a talent standpoint, it's odd to say that I think they're the best team in the National League by a good margin, and they've lost Freddie and Dansby in the last 2 years. Digest that.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
I mean, I like the pen.
You should love the pen.
I really like the pen.
Jimenez, I think, is going to be one of those guys that we start to watch every night and go, oh my gosh, he's good. And the Yates part of it, again, is the wild card. But Lois, the Sean Murphy part of this is also a big one. The fact that Travis d'Arnaud is now your backup catcher and your DH, oh my goodness. Travis d'Arnaud starts a catcher for half the league.
Oh, and by the way, with the bases expanding as far as the size, and you think that it might spur a little bit more of the run game, we'll see. You need a very strong defensive catcher, and you basically went out and got what should be the number two overall catcher in Major League Baseball in terms of what he's driving in and what he's taken away defensively.
And the cost certainty of having him for 6 or 7 years, I mean, in his prime, it's a great place for them to be. Coming up in 5 minutes, the Falcons group has a lot of skills, but they're missing one major skill. I'll tell you about that coming up. But first, it was the impossible just 24 months ago. Lowe says it's going to happen.
I think Stetson Bennett's going to get drafted. And I had talked about...
Is it funny? I've moved on, by the way, from drafted to, like, I want to see how high he gets drafted.
I want to see where he goes. Because as of now, the NFL has now gotten used to, and we've seen it with whether... Think about it. Like a Richie Grant. A Richie Grant showed up in the league at 24 years old, and that's fine. His talent level said that's what it should be. You've had different receivers show up to the league. Calvin Ridley was one of them, showed up to the league as a 24-year-old. The league doesn't mind you being a little bit older as long as you have the talent to play in the league. Stetson Bennett being 25 is not going to deter anybody from drafting him. They're not looking. They don't want to deal with the 22-year-old kid. they want the professional as quickly as possible. What I keep seeing, and we talked about it earlier, how he decided he's not going to take the Senior Bowl invite where he would have probably been the sixth quarterback. And he's like, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to go work and get ready for the combine. I'll be interested to see what happens when he has a very underrated arm. He makes all the throws, and whether it's to the outs, to the sidelines, to the, you know, comebacks, everything else, he gets there with velocity. He anticipates well, and I want to see what happens when he runs a little bit, because the NFL has become a space game. We talked about it before Kyler Murray was getting drafted. Remember how Chuck just could not fathom a 5'10", 5'9", guy getting drafted? We would just say, listen, he creates space on the field. He takes it away from you. He opens it up for receivers because he moves, and then he's got the ball. He's got the arm to get the ball wherever he needs to. Stetson Bennett, by no means is a Kyler Murray, but he creates space on the field because he can move. And so if you're looking for a player that you can draft, in my mind, like fifth, sixth round, who can create space on the field, who can give you some athleticism, it's Stetson Bennett. But I also wouldn't be surprised if we get into, you know, here we are. It's Saturday. The fourth round is opening, and somebody goes, I want a backup quarterback. I want a developmental guy that I don't have to teach to be an adult. That's what Stetson Bennett represents in this draft.
I agree with you. And start doing the math around the league of the guys who have mobility and guys who don't. There's been a turnover in this league, and it's happened pretty quickly, where I'm going to guess, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, Los, of the 32 starting quarterbacks, about 25 or 27 of them all have some level of good mobility, right? And if you don't, and your backup might have it too, you're sort of doing something in the Stone Age of trying to protect a quarterback who's a statue and a sitting duck. Now, I think Stetson brings that level to a lot of teams that he's a better runner than anybody gave him credit for in college. I watched a good highlight video somebody put together. I forgot about the Auburn run. You guys remember the Auburn run?
Took right off, up the, well, down the middle of the field. Yeah.
But he had two guys closing on him with an angle, and he outran them. And I know Stetson always got sort of the snickers and the jokes about his athlete. He's a good athlete. He's a better runner than anybody gave him credit for.
He's 4'6".
It's a little much. I think the one thing about Stetson, and he got away with it, he lived to tell about it in college, was he has a gunslinger mind without the gunslinger arm. And in the NFL, that will get you yanked very quickly, even if you're a backup. So that's the one part of it that would worry me. Now, Hoyt Meyer said something, and I want you to address this to the audience. You asked the question, are we too close to the Stetson situation? What does that mean?
Did we just see Stetson too much? We watched him so closely that maybe we give him more accolades than anybody else? I'm asking it. I don't know.
I'm more critical because of having seen him and then looking at the growth from what he was in 2020 to what he has been moving forward. Considering that a lot of times you're just trying to draft a guy that you hope hangs around for 4 years and helps you if it's necessary. Mm-hmm. I think he can be that guy, and if he turns out to be something a little bit more, well, then you get to hang around the league for a year at a time, for quite a while.
I'll kind of fall on Losa's side of this, Hoyt, that I think us watching him gives us a better perspective on him than anybody who just has seen him in highlights or in blips. Because I think, I'll use the word hate on this, the hate on Stetson came from a lot of people who didn't watch him all that much and saw the numbers or saw some highlights and saw how good the Georgia team was. Stetson Bennett, if he played for a lot of other teams and was given the volume of throws and the volume of just plays, I think his numbers would have been huge in a lot of other places. So I will take it the other way and say, watching him play, and I like what Los used there, the growth from what he was to what he became, that doesn't happen. And maybe that's his age. That could certainly play into it. But the jump he made from the point where he took over for JT at the beginning to what he was that Monday night against TCU, I don't know many quarterbacks who have made that kind of leap.
Take it back even further. Go back when Jake Fromm got hurt in 19 in the SEC Championship.
Oh, my goodness.
Stetson comes in for one play.
And what'd he do?
He threw the ball, and we all yelled, oh, God, why are you throwing it?
That's his mentality.
To leading your team to a 65-7 victory in the Natty.
In a game where they called a timeout to take him out because they had such a big lead. And it was added to the games, Carlos. I think this season we did the math that 7 games out of the 15 they played, he didn't see the fourth quarter.
I'll give you just a quick number here, because when you talk about that LSU game where he came in and throw, we all went, oh, my God, he's going to give it to them. He finishes 28-1, 56 touchdown passes, 14 interceptions, and 11 rushing touchdowns. That's enough to say, let me take a flyer. Fourth, fifth, sixth round, let me see.
Yeah, I would agree. I would totally agree. I was perusing Twitter the other day. I like to peruse. You like to peruse? It's a fun thing to do. And I stopped on a Robert Griffin III. You know him as RG3, a tweet that he put out. And it was about the final four teams remaining in the postseason. and it was a comp list of their skill position groups. And it was just a thumbnail of all the teams. Like, he listed all four and just how good the skill groups are, like the Eagles, who have A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, Quez Watkins, just to name some of what they have. Then he went to the Niners. I think the Niners is the best skill group in football because it's so multiple and so versatile. But it's Debo, Kittle, McCaffrey, Ayuk, Eli Mitchell, Kyle Juszczyk. I mean, it's just, it's all the stuff that Kyle Shanahan likes with the versatility. Then you go to the Bengals with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Mixon and Tyler Boyd. Hayden Hurst all of a sudden has become a big weapon again for Cincinnati and Burrow. Then you got the Chiefs, who just take anybody and turn them into something. After Kelsey, who is building a Hall of Fame career, here's Juju Smith-Schuster. And here's Marcus Valdez-Scantling and Isaiah Pacheco and Kadarius Toney and Mecole and Jerick McKinnon. If I'm a Falcon fan and I'm looking at these skill position groups and I'm thinking, how much of a gap do we have to close? This has been one of the areas that I said I think the Falcons are closer than a lot of other stuff on their roster. They're so far away on the D-line. They're so far away, I think, at the linebacker group. I think there are a lot of questions in the secondary. And then I could do the O-line and some other stuff. Los, I like the Pitts, London, Patterson, Algier. I like Olamide Zaccheaus more than a lot of other people as a depth receiver, maybe not as a starter. Think if this team adds one more piece in free agency, and I'm going to say something that couldn't be real because he had to go for obvious reasons. What if Calvin Ridley had never gotten into trouble and been with that group? Like, I think this with the right quarterback, whether that's Ridder who takes the jump or they go get a quarterback, I think that's a really fun, kind of good skill position group that is better than people give it credit for.
Can I give you a name and you write it down?
I'm writing.
Okay, you ready? Paris Campbell.
I like it.
That is the
Colts receiver.
The receiver with some zip, with some speed that I think if you're just looking for that one element within this offense, and you did have it with the Titans in Tennessee back when you had your coach coaching there, he had that element of speed at receiver. When they needed to get it, they could go and get it. That, I think, is the one element of this offense that once you figure out the receiver or once you figure out the quarterback, you want to have that one speed element there with your offensive, with somebody out there at receiver. Because right now, Drake London, I think he's an outstanding big body receiver.
He's not going to take the top off.
No, but he can run away from people, right, and he can threaten downfield with his size and he can make plays downfield. But it's not that, oh, my God, that guy is going to go 80 on us if he gets behind us. That I think, is that one extra element that everybody else's offense has that you want to add.
I would agree. There were only little blips because the Falcons, A, didn't throw it a ton, and they didn't throw it downfield. When they did, you went, oh, my God, Damiere Byrd. Like, Damiere Byrd, here's a 75-yard touchdown against the Bengals, or the play he made at the end of the game against Carolina. But I agree with you. And believe it or not, there's enough wide receiver depth on the free agent market. You can find one of those guys without having to break the bank, because you're not looking for a one. And you're not looking for a huge difference maker. You're looking for a specific type that can make the defense have to be on their heels a little bit, knowing he can blow by you.
Yeah, I mean, you take just a look at, quickly at some of the numbers. Like a guy like Campbell, who's a former second-round pick, he's out there and he's running the football and he's scoring touchdowns. Again, it's not crazy. It's not like you're going like, oh, my God, he's got crazy numbers. But even in 2021, he averaged 16 yards a catch.
Yep.
We need to get downfield. Paris can make a play downfield.
Well, in theory, that's supposed to be able to open some stuff underneath because the safety has to respect that speed. So, yes, if they add one more piece like that, I happen to think this skill position group is not far away. Algier popped in a way none of us expected. Drake had a really good rookie year, even with the fumble stuff. And if Algier is the guy that we think he is, Patterson becomes the backup running back and maybe more of that wide receiver option, at least for another year, which could help them out there too. All right, coming up next, front office Los doesn't want anyone getting these type of ideas.
I put together one of those fertilizer bombs in the U-Haul. I didn't say that.
You know, you just...
You did.
You just did.
I didn't say it. He said it.
Who was he?
The man. Boy.
No.
Whoa.
Sounded like Chuck. No, that's not the idea Los is talking about. He says, because it doesn't make it so. He'll explain his idea next. Chuck and Chernoff with you on the Fan. We're on FM for the most part, AM sometimes,
but we're on our app all the time.
That app,
the signal is failing.
You know, no, it's not true at all.
Yeah,
signal's great. Sun's out. That app is a rock star. You can stay connected to all the latest news around the Atlanta sports community, plus your favorite fan shows on the Fan app, which is a rock star, driven by Beaver Direct. Beaver Direct, the fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com to see what wow.
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 Really means. Download that rock star that is the Fan app now in the iTunes and Google Play Store.
He's the man that knows the cap bonuses and all of that. He's the one that gets you cut. Front office, don't give a word. He's the guy who knows the law. Can't put him against a wall. He's the guy with all the answers. Matt and Chuck, battle dancers. Front office, knows it all.
All brought to you by Entry Point Doors and Windows. You've been holding off. You know you need to replace the windows in your home. Well, Entry Point has been doing that work in Atlanta for over 20 years. They're Window and Door Magazine's Dealer of the Year. They can handle big projects like that. Or if you want to change that entryway, single door to double door, you want to do the big wrought iron doors, anything you want to come up with, they have the options. Take a look at their work, entrypointatlanta.com. Then right there in the right corner, sign up for the free estimate. Matthew, I'm going to tell you that there is no right way to build. I use the finger quotes there because when it comes to the NFL, a lot of it comes down to where'd you find your quarterback and then what did you do from there? For instance, if you just want to take a look at what these last few teams have done, we talked about what's happened with Philadelphia. They drafted a quarterback, number two overall, that ended up playing like an MVP in the season in which they won a Super Bowl. The backup quarterback ends up taking over for them, winning a Super Bowl, and they go, well, we're going to give it back to Carson Wentz. Within a year, they're moving him to Indianapolis, and he's now since moved on to Washington. That was the former number two overall draft pick. By the way, they drafted a quarterback in the second round that everyone said drafted too early, including myself, and he's now turned into a player for him. That is not the way, like, you built it the right way, okay? That's kind of throwing darts, and something ended up working out, and it went for you. Think about what's going on when you talk about Cincinnati. They're much more the traditional route. First overall pick, took the best quarterback, let it go from there. But not oftentimes do you have a generational, very good quarterback sitting at number one that you feel pretty good about, and you have the first pick. Like Kansas City, who had Alex Smith, continued to go to the playoffs and decided, we need somebody more dynamic. Let's trade up. We'll let the kid sit for a year, and we'll give him a try. And Patrick Mahomes has turned into Brett Favre with a lot better instincts. But I bring us to the San Francisco 49ers, who people have said, well, look, they built it the right way. Look what they've done. Look at their offensive and defensive lines. Look at the talent they have at the skill positions. And what I want to ask you is this. If your quarterback that you currently have starting cost you a first, another first, a third number one, a second, and a third, you would say, well, probably worth it because Brock Purdy's taking me to the Super Bowl if he gets another win. But that's not the case because the 49ers used a second-round pick on Jimmy Garoppolo. And within three seasons went, he can't get us over the top. We need to find a dynamic playmaking guy. They then used three number ones and a third rounder on Trey Lance. After two games this year, they had to move on and went back to Garoppolo, then found Purdy and have kind of looked around and said, I think Purdy might be the guy around here. There is no such thing as build it the right way, Matt. That entire scheme of how you do it, it's all about, I don't care how you find him. I don't care what it costs. If it's the right guy, it's the right guy. But there is no such thing as they built it the right way. They took Matt Ryan third overall, and they built the team around him the right way. No, you find him wherever you find them. You think Dallas is complaining about finding a quarterback in the fourth round? You think that you have a situation right now where you've got a team like Pittsburgh that enjoyed basically 30 years of taking quarterbacks in the first round and then are now like, well, let's try it again because that's worked for us. We'll see what happens. That's just kind of how it goes in the entirety of the NFL.
Well, I would add the timing and where you are as the franchise always leads into this, right? Because I do love reading some of the stuff on social media from Falcon fans just to kind of get a glance at what they think. So there is a big portion of the fan base is like, let's give Desmond a shot. Let's build it, you know, as your term, the right way. Let's spend on everything else. And it's the incorrect verbiage to say the right way. Let's choose that path where we're going to roll with the third-round quarterback who's cheap for the next 3-4 years, and we're going to stack everything else around him to see if we can't make ourselves competitive that way. And it might work, but I bet I can come up with plenty of options to prove that it won't work the same way. There is no right and wrong way to do this stuff. I think your point on the Niners is a great one. If you added up what they spent on Lance and Garoppolo, it's three firsts, a second, a third. Did they do that the right way? Or did they get some fortune that, A, Kyle is as good as he is, Purdy might have been better than he was supposed to be, they're really talented around them, and they found some really good players late in the draft in some other ways. Yes, they put together a really talented base. Theirs wasn't the right way. It worked out for them, though.
They have been playing this game for nearly 100 years, and for anyone who always tells me, well, look where Tom Brady was drafted. It's like, it's the greatest of all time and the one time it's happened. And outside of that, you have to go through Joe Montana, and then you have to go to, like, Russell Wilson, of guys that were winning Super Bowls and doing big things as, like, third-round picks. It does. The majority of them are all first-rounders or all really high-end players. They would build it the right way. It's just, it's about getting lucky at the quarterback position. That's front office lows.
I would add one more element of this. I want to take the path of least resistance. I don't want to have to be the ones who figured it out with the third rounder. It'd be nice. It'd be awesome. But there's a reason we remember Russell. It's a reason we don't bring up Mike Glennon. It's a reason we don't bring up all these third and fourth round quarterbacks who have a cup of coffee and they're gone. The path of least resistance is we have a bunch of money and a bunch of draft capital, and it just happens to be the right timing where there's a in his prime former MVP quarterback who can't come to terms with his own team. That's the path I want. I mean, it's right. But if I figure that out, I can do some stuff around him and have a lot better chance to get where I need to go. Coming up next, Stetson Bennett has made a very important decision.
He decided to dabble with a pyramid of cocaine.
That's alleged.
First time you do like 4.5 grams of cocaine.
That's dabble?
Feels like it's more than dabbling. What happens next? I guess that's up for interpretation. No, Stetson has made a very different, but yet equally as important decision. Plus, the most important ankle in football has caused a wild swing for gamblers. We'll talk about it next.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.